In this bulletin, the World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus as a grave threat for the world. In the US, voting is underway in the New Hampshire primary, and rising star boxer Tim Sizzou is set to take on Queenslander Jeff Horn. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus as a grave threat for the world after more than 1,000 deaths emerged from China. UN agencies established the name COVID-19 for the coronavirus. WHO Chief General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the name combines the terms corona, virus and disease.
We had to find a name that did not refer to a geographical location, an animal, an individual or group of people, and which is also pronounceable and related to the disease. Having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing. It also gives us a standard format to use for any future coronavirus outbreaks.
Political leaders have warned against a rise in coronavirus racism, with almost 43,000 cases confirmed worldwide. Updating the public on the latest figures, Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia's quarantine measures have worked in minimising the spread of the virus. Mr Hunt has hit out at reports of discrimination in Australia against those from Chinese backgrounds.
And I want to denounce and reject those absolutely, and to say to the Australian Chinese community, we thank you, we honour you, we respect you, and that the shopping centres are safe. And if there are shopping centres in areas that have particularly strong concentrations of people with Chinese-Australian background, there is no reason not to be there.
According to the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, 5 of the 15 infection cases in Australia have recovered, while the others are in a good condition.
The situation is clearly much evolving in China. There are still more and more cases in Hubei, but we are watching that very closely, and there is smaller growth outside of that province. The international scene is being very closely watched, and at the moment our containment strategies are effective and do seem to be working in Australia.
In the United States, voting has started in the state of New Hampshire for the preferred 2020 Democratic presidential nominee. Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders is favourite to win the caucus, with polling averages placing him in front of other candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden and South Bend Mayor Peter Buttigieg. For candidates, the goal of the primaries and caucuses is to win as many delegates as possible across all states and territories. Despite being held up by technical difficulties, the outcome from the first Democratic vote in Iowa saw Mr. Buttigieg win a slim majority with 13 delegates to Mr. Sanders' 12. While there is also a Republican primary for the state, President Donald Trump does not face any significant threat. Lebanon's new cabinet has won a vote of confidence in parliament amid anti-government protests. 63 legislators voted in favour of Prime Minister Hassan Diab's cabinet, who was supported by Hezbollah, while 20 voted against and one abstained. The win will enable the cabinet to try to address the country's destabilising economic and financial crises. Despite this, thousands of protesters gathered near the parliament building in the capital of Beirut, where the meeting was held. Demonstrators tried to block the path of lawmakers in an attempt to delay the meeting and threw stones at security forces, who fired tear gas at protesters in an attempt to disperse them. A group of protesters later set fire to a bank in the downtown area. Protesters want an end to a political class they view as incompetent and corrupt, blaming it for the country's worst financial and political crisis in decades. To sport, rising boxing star Tim Tizzou will draw inspiration from the man he's fighting when he takes on Queenslander Jeff Horn. Horn famously beat superstar Manny Pacquiao in 2017, despite going in as the underdog. Tizzou says he's in a similar place going into his April super welterweight fight with Horn.
I'm ready for this step, and that's the same way that Jeff approached the fight with Manny Pacquiao, is that he was ready, and no matter what all the people were saying, he's not ready. He's fighting one of the greats of all time. He was ready. And, you know, this is the fight that I'm ready for.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 31. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, some drizzle in the morning, 27. Hobart, possible drizzle, 19. Canberra, a shower or two, 28. Wollongong, showers and a possible storm, 24. Sydney, showers, 27. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 28. Brisbane, much the same, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.